out.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
What do you think, Marjorie? You want to do it?
Yeah.
Cocked, locked. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live from the Cowan Civic Center. We're in the conference room here, and Dr. Richard Allen Miller is teaching a seminar right now, how to think like a Navy SEAL. And that's down below us. And Marjorie and I are going to check in after the broadcast, and we're going to report about what this is like later on in the afternoon. So there's a link to your on the website to all of your instructors at USAPrepares.com, so you can visit them just by clicking on USAPrepares.com. At the bottom of the page, there's a link. It'll take you right to them. Dave's producing the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network, the largest alternative radio network in the world. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Today we're going to talk about what happened Saturday and Sunday at the Get Prepared Expo. Marjorie Wildcraft is with us, growyourowngroceries.com. She's a senior USAPrepares.com instructor. She's been to our expos. She's been to our meetups. And she's been on Doomsday Preppers. She is an expert, a Doomsday Preppers expert. And she and Brooklyn Bagwell were here and at the expo. And welcome, Marjorie Wildcraft. Let's talk about...
Hey, Vince. Thanks for having me on. This has been a fun weekend. I mean, it's just been fun.
Well, yeah. I'm so glad you're here with us. And... Who better to talk about what the heck happened this weekend than our Doomsday Prepper expert, Marjorie Wildcraft, and Grow Your Own Groceries? Marjorie, how would you describe what happened? I'm at a loss of words.
Well, you know, yeah, almost too much. You know, how many seminars did you have going there? 83 different seminars?
Yeah, we thought we would have 70. First, we thought we'd have 40, and then 50, and then 60. And then we said on the internet we were going to have 70, and we had 83. And
One of the hardest things about being an instructor here is I didn't get to do all the other classes.
Yeah, Dr. David Pruitt, emergency room doctor, flew in from Portland, Oregon to teach the suturing class and several other classes.
What a great skill to have.
Oh, absolutely. And he said last night as we were closing down the expo, he said, I've got a complaint. I wasn't able to get out of my booth to go to the seminars because... He really loves the emergency dentistry seminar that Howard Chaine puts on.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to go to that and some others. And he couldn't. He couldn't leave. He really couldn't. So that is one of the complaints that we have. So we figured out that we need to have a university and we need to have some more structure to this. And that's what we're doing going forward. We're going to have structure so that you can take 4 expos worth of seminars and get certified in preparedness and survival. So going forward... that's what we're going to do. And Marjorie, I understand that you're going to be with us as one of our senior instructors and stay with us for the duration of the university.
Absolutely. And because, you know, growing your own food, that's what my expertise is. And someday those beans are going to run out. You got to know how to grow food.
I'm so glad you said that because I was asked on, I was interviewed by a television station here, and they asked me, you know, what is preparedness? And I said, well, have you ever opened your refrigerator and said, shoot, there's nothing to eat? I said, well, if you didn't say that, you would have been prepared.
That's a great answer. That is, I tell you, there's two things that give me incredible comfort, and one is going into my pantry that is stocked from ceiling to floor, mostly with things that I've canned or dried or preserved myself. The other thing that's even more joyful is going out into the garden and seeing all the fresh food that's alive and growing just right there and available.
You know, that is really important because during the growing season, that's exactly what I do. I'm going to come to the farm this week, and I'll show you kind of what I mean. But I leave the kitchen, go out the kitchen door, and right there are these large 20-gallon containers, and we grow tomatoes, and we grow basil, and we grow hot peppers, and I just go out, pick them, cut them, put them in a salad with cold pasta, oil, extra virgin olive oil, and some vinegar, and that's lunch.
Yeah. Some guys say, well, you know, I really don't like vegetables. And I say, you know what? If all you've ever done is eaten things at restaurants and grocery stores, you've actually never eaten vegetables. You've had some homegrown food.
and you know, last night, some of the guys all converged on this Chinese restaurant in town. And I didn't feel the same after I ate Chinese food. And I hardly go out to eat. I mean, I really do. I hardly go out to eat. But, you know, I was in the car with Rick Miller in the truck going back to the farm, and my throat was parched. He lost his voice. I was losing my voice. And it wasn't because I, you know, I was talking all week, and I think it was, you know, changing diet.
But, yeah, just from the...
I was really, really, really thirsty. You know, I'm sure that if it needs one unit of MSG, they probably put in seven.
Well, you know, just a tangent off that a little bit. What's really great for me about the expo is getting to hang out with these incredible people. I mean, you're just amazing. You walk up and talk to somebody, and you have no idea who you're talking to, and then you find out, oh, my God, he's the sheriff that went up against the Clinton administration and won. This is Sheriff Mack. I'm talking to Sheriff Mack, and I have no idea. You know, like, this is just nice gentlemen. We're having this conversation, and I find out, oh, my gosh, you know. And it happened over and over again. All these crazy people. Richard Millard also, you know, he and I were, I just happened, we were both trying to check out the theater to figure out the space, and he's this crazy guy, and has written books that I actually are foundational books.
Uh-huh.
You know, Wild Plants of Economic Importance. I mean, how important is something like that? You know, and he's the author of that. Is one of my, you know, I had no idea this was a hero of mine.
that's what I heard. I heard that you had read his books, and it had had an impact on your life.
Yeah, very much.
And then
I couldn't believe
the guy.
He's here. You know, he's here. I'm wandering around. It was so, and you know, but everybody's so accessible. And then that dinner we had, the freeze dry guy that sponsored, that was so much fun. They did that because and we're all hanging out together, you know. So it's not
funny story about that dinner. I said to the freeze dry guy, hey, I think we should have a dinner where we get a chance to meet everybody, and we should have a survival meal because that's who we are, that's what we do. So why don't we serve survival food? Banquet style. That's kind of a loose term, banquet style. Really loose. you got one tool, I guess one fork, a plastic fork and a paper plate, and really great food. But he said, well, how many people do you think are going to be there? And he agreed to it. He said, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, okay. And he said he'd provide dinner for the instructors and it kind of morphed over to the instructors and the exhibitors. And so he said, about how many people are we going to have dinner? I said, oh, about 300. I said, what?
we walked in the door, and, you know, Alan and I and my daughter, Kimber, and they're going, oh, it doesn't look like they have enough. I said, don't worry. They just pop open another can, get some hot water. They got cases. They'll be fine. Don't worry. But I got to confess. You know, I eat so much fresh homegrown food. I'm a bit of a food snob,
right? Sure.
And but
sure.
I'm totally convinced on that dehydrated ice cream. I'm gonna get a couple of cases of that. You know?
Yeah. We have some at the farm, and you know, when things are really, really lousy, as I expect they're gonna be,
comfort food.
That will be. That'll be like maybe the ultimate treat.
That'll be gold. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that'll be gold.
So we had, you know, if you think about it, we had, oh, man, let's say almost 300 people for dinner. And there were two servers and two people cooking. And they only got ready about I would say a half, well, we had about a half hour to get ready, right for dinner, from opening the cans of freeze-dried guy food to serving that many people. Now, there was a long, long line, maybe 50 people at a time, 30 people at a time, but we all had a chance to eat and chat and tell everyone who we are. It took hours. All we did was, you know, for a couple minutes, say who we are. Roy Birdsong, did you hear the story when he told a story about how he got us thrown out of the supermarket?
Tell that one again. It's a good story.
Okay. Well, we have a meetup at Ziggy's. And Ziggy's is a restaurant, holds a couple hundred people in Springfield. And we outgrew it because they have regular customers and they have us. And so on Friday night, there was a clash, and we'd go in there and we'd set up our PA system. And
you take over that restaurant.
We'd be talking about death and dying and butchering, you know, deer and stuff in the restaurant. It's like, boy, we were causing all kinds of problems. So I thought, you know, we need to find a bigger place, and because we outgrew it on a Friday night, because that's their big night. And so we'd take over the main dining room, and then, you know, all their regular customers would have to go into the back. So it was really not fair to them. So we moved to, we looked all over for a place that would have us. And it was this big supermarket chain, and they have seating for about a couple hundred. So we went there, and we thought, or I thought, who would be good? Who'd be good and safe to speak that night? You know, we can't have Mike Moss start. You know,
I don't want to do that guy.
Mike Moss got, you know, he carries two guns in case the first one jams. And so that wouldn't be good. And so, you know, thinking some of the other instructors, John Moore, you know, he'd be talking about climate change
guy.
Yeah, yeah. Death and dying, and the Mississippi running backwards, can't have that. So I thought, you know,
it's not a good way to start dinner.
So I thought, who would be safe? Roy Birdsong. I mean, who's going to complain about cell phones, you know? So Roy's up there, and he's talking about saving money on cell phones and how you can have 250 texts and 250 minutes of cell phone coverage for $8 a month or $80 a year, and you can have a couple thousand minutes. And I thought, this has got to be the, you know, the ultimate in safety. And so as he was giving his presentation, the assistant manager came by, and it was packed. I mean, it was really packed. I'll tell you what happened on the other side of the break. Now, what happened with the assistant manager, and then what happened the next day. You'll believe it. I'm Vin Finelli, Marjorie Wildcraft, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Marjorie Wildcrest with us. GrowYourOwnGroceries.com. GrowYourOwnGroceries.com. I was telling you the story about our meetup at this really, really, really large supermarket. This place is the size of a Walmart supercenter. And so Roy Birdsong was talking about saving money on cell phones. And what he did was he said, hey, Vinny, you know, you can make a cell phone call without having a cell phone plan. None at all. And what he did was he downloaded from the wireless internet or Wi-Fi at the supermarket, he downloaded an application and he made a free phone call on his cell phone to me across the store. Now, I had a cell phone plan, Verizon on my iPhone, but he made a cell phone call. And what he was saying was, look, you know, you don't even need, if you've got Wi-Fi at home, you can have virtually unlimited dialing without using any minutes at all. Pretty cool.
So he's connecting up from his cell phone into his computer somehow?
What? Okay, I've got my iPhone right here next to me, right?
Yeah.
What he did was he said, okay, we'll download an application that will use Wi-Fi.
On your cell phone.
On your cell phone from your home, yeah. And you don't need the tower, and you're not using any minutes. Cool, right?
Cool.
Well, yeah, that was fun for a while.
So are you still meeting at the supermarket now? So it's
no,
too big?
No, we got thrown out.
You got thrown out. What did you do, man?
Actually, I didn't do anything. I just answered the phone.
That's what I always say. I didn't do anything.
I wasn't even there. No.
That's what my kids always say. I didn't do anything.
I wasn't even there. No. Roy Birdsong was talking about how to do this, you know, and the manager's, the assistant manager's coming in and out, and he's smiling from ear to ear, and you know, there's 110 of us, and we're spending $100 each there, you know, buying gas from their gas pumps and groceries, and you know, so they're gonna make like, I don't know, almost $500,000 a year from us, you know, just showing up for our little meetups.
Yeah.
And so Roy's talking about cell phones, and the manager's grinning from ear to ear, and he's checking in like five times during a couple hours, and I go over to him each time he's checking on it. I said, what do you think? I said, it's great. He's grinning from ear to ear. And the employees are checking us out, too, because, they're supposed to be working. They're kind of buzzing by, listening. And they're really interested in what we're doing and who we are.
Learning.
Yeah, they're learning.
Mm-hmm.
And they really were learning.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. And so at the end of the evening, I asked him how everything was. He said, it's great. And I said, any different from what you expected? And he said, no, it's much, much better. You guys are unbelievable. So, you know, no fights, no food fights or anything like that. You know, we're all really well behaved. So I was on Friday. On Monday, I called to talk to him to see if it was okay for us to come back. And he wasn't there, so the manager, his boss, was there. And I talked to him, and I said, So did you hear about us? And he goes, yeah. And I said, well, what do you think? He goes, well, I have a problem.
Really?
I have a problem.
Yeah.
He said, we got a complaint about you guys.
Really?
I said, you're kidding, right? We're talking about cell phones. I mean, it's not like Mike Mom's
there.
Yeah, right.
It's not like we could create problems if you want problems.
He said, well, yeah, we had a customer come up, and he said, if you have those guys here again, I'm never coming back.
Really?
And I said, so you're telling me we can't come back? And he goes, well, yeah, you can't come back. So Roy Birdsong, he thought I was kidding. And I called him up and I said, Roy, I just want to tell you that you got us thrown out. And, you know, I kind of thought it was pretty cool. You know, I wasn't mad at him at all. I mean, he got us thrown out. And I think it's a badge of honor because that's a big, you know, it's a big company. And, you know, now we know who the enemies are.
You know, yeah, well, that's true.
We really
that's
know.
True.
We
that's
so,
true.
So yeah. That store is off limits. That's, you know, yeah. We don't shop there anymore. I mean, literally, they've lost us as a customer forever because they won't let us talk about important things. Now, cell phones, everybody hates their cell phone company. Tell me somebody who says, hey, listen, I was all happy with paying $40 a month for my cell phone, and now I'm really happy because it's $100.
Yeah, you know, I wonder what the customer, I mean, one customer complaint and they're going to throw you out.
Yeah, that's 110 of us, we're all excited and buying dinner and gas and groceries. So he got us thrown out. And he told a story at the banquet dinner about how he got us thrown out. And it's absolutely true. And he didn't do anything that, you know, I wouldn't have done. Actually, I would have been much worse if I were up there. But so that's a story about, geez.
Hey, I got to tell you about Mike Ma telling me about this gunfight that he and his cousin Dean got into.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Mike Ma, yeah, had to shoot somebody. Let's talk about that on the other side of this break. We're going to talk about groceries.
Yes.
Okay. Mike Ma.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's going to be sliding.
When I go to today's hot,
Keita,
you
got your...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, no laughing. Stories. The best radio is during the breaks. Marjorie Wildcraft's with us. GrowYourOwnGroceries.com. You're going to tell us a story about
The craziest thing is you go to these expos, and it really is. It is just like a big family and a big party, and you just never know who you're going to meet. And so I'm talking to this one guy, and he's a owner of a convenience store. And Mike Ma comes in, and he knows Mike, and they're talking and stuff. And while they're talking, these two young kids, these two punks, come in to rob them.
Mm-hmm.
And the one kid has got a gun. He's got gunpoint on the owner. And the owner was there telling me the story. And he's like, oh, my God, thank God there's Mike there, because he knows Mike's carrying.
Yeah.
He's in there, and he's talking to the kid while he's under gunpoint. He's saying, hey, I'm the owner of this store. Everything in this store belongs to me. If I were just a clerk, I'd probably just empty my pockets and give you everything. But I'm the owner. You know, he's trying to make sense to this kid. And long and short of it is Mike actually ended up shooting the kid.
Yeah.
And because the kid started to... The kids started to look. Apparently, they knew Mike was going to pull something out. So I don't know how the whole thing, but to be around people who have actually—I mean, he was telling me. He said, you've got a barrel of a gun pointing down at you. You do. You get tunnel vision.
Yes.
He said he could see the bullet in the chamber, and he was watching the kid, and he was watching his eyes. He says because when you pull the trigger, you're going to blink, and he knew that he would see that. And what his plan was is the kid was right-handed, and he knows that the guns will often pull off to the right a little bit.
Okay.
And he said he was going to, because he's facing him, he was going to move to the right a little bit, and he was hoping it would only like get him in the shoulder if he could move fast enough. So he's totally into this zen adrenaline rush. And what happened, I think, is Mike distracted him. Or talk to him, and the kid actually started to turn the gun toward Mike, and that's when Mike shot him.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean,
what happened was this young thug was waving his firearm around, and he's pointing it at the owner of the store, and the owner of the store said, he said, "Give me your money." And so the owner points to Mike, goes, "Ask him.
Ask him for the money.
Ask Mike." And so then the thug points at Mike, and that's when it got bad, because everything was fine until the gun was pointed at Mike.
Everything was fine from Mike's perspective.
well, from Mike's perspective, he has two commandments. Mike has just two commandments. One is make people happy. Okay. And the other is no one has a right to hurt anybody, okay?
Yeah.
Or especially him. You don't have a right to hurt Mike. And so when Mike had the gun pointed at him, there was a violation of his commandment.
And Mike is like the gentlest guy, and he's there with his massage table, and he's doing like adjustments and healing work with people, and you just never think. But I love the time when he, there's all the traffic, and there's all these people coming to the expo, and there's all this traffic, and Mike's kind of like, his booth is right near the center of all these intersections, and just every now and then he'd go stand out in the middle of that intersection, and he'd just start doubling over and hacking and coughing, and you think people are starting to dial 911, and people are backing away from him and kind of looking at him like really weird. And he was saying, and he'd get up eventually. I think you get on the microphone every now and then, tell people,
"It's okay.
Don't call 911. This is just a demonstration, ladies and gentlemen."
a little more frantic than that.
But he's like, look. There are lots of tactics for getting out of bad situations.
Well, he was
that don't involve guns.
Yeah, he was in South America, and he was out at night, and there was a curfew, and he was in violation of the curfew. I mean, Mike pushes the limits, and so a gang was coming toward him, and he was outnumbered, and he didn't have enough cartridges to to defend himself against 100 people. So they were coming at him, and he was like, he was in their way, in their path, and they were looking for somebody to beat up. So he started bending over. They were maybe 30, 40 feet away coming toward him. He started bending over and reaching, toward the ground and hacking and coughing. And it looked like he was going into a spasm.
He's really good at that.
He's really, really good at it.
And Everybody thought he was going to die right there in the expo.
That's exactly right. So what happened was these guys were coming toward him, and he looked like he was going to get sick and he was going to vomit on him. And they went, "Oh my gosh, we got to get out of here. We're going to catch that." He's got it bad. and we're going to get it, so let's get out of here. So that, you know, yeah. I mean, instead of fighting him, he made them.
Do you remember when you were kids and we used to play fake deaths, like we were on Hollywood and we play fake deaths? I'm gonna start doing this with my daughter. Let's do a fake death today.
Did he tell you about what he does with going through TSA? Have you ever heard this?
Tell me this again, and then I'll tell you how I go through TSA.
Okay. All right. Yeah. What he does, he feels that it's necessary to cooperate, but
okay.
On his terms.
Yeah. This is gonna be good.
Well, so what he does, he hates TSA. Nobody hates it, you know, more than he does. I mean, actually, we probably all hate it about the same amount.
They have the most god-awful blue uniforms.
Yeah, and you know, you don't have to have any particular credentials to be in TSA. You know, you have to have a pulse, I think, and you have to show up once in a while. And you have to be willing to be mean to people. Other than that, I don't think there are any qualifications. So, anyway, what Mike does is he has a special pair of socks, has a lot of holes, and he puts on his special socks, and, you know, the rest of us would put on our nice socks, right? Because we're going to be taking our shoes off. So Mike has these special socks, and he's Chinese, and he's a very grandfatherly type, and he's very apologetic, and he bows, and he's, you know, really wants to cooperate. So it seems
humble. Yeah.
Very humble.
Yeah.
Right? It seems like he really wants to help, but sometimes he gets confused.
Yeah. Absent-minded professor type guy.
Right. He gets confused like Columbo. I mean, he really knows.
Yeah,
he's like Columbo.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah.
So he's humble, and he kind of slouches a little bit, and it looks like, you know, but he can take you out in one punch. But it kind of looks like he's cooperating, and he really wants to help. So he unlaces his shoes very slowly, so the line's getting really, really long, and he's trying to help, and you can't rush him because, you know, he's a grandfather type, and so he gets his shoes off, and then he stops, and he looks down, and he goes, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry about the holes, but the air makes the fungus. It doesn't itch anywhere near as much as the air. So he's painting this mental image that, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, when you get down to pulling down his pants, this disease is going to jump out and get you. So that's what he does.
They're putting on their latex gloves with this one.
They don't want to handle him. And he's really cooperative, and he's, you know, looking around. He's confused, and he's apologizing because he's got these diseases. You know, it's a jungle fungus, and, you know, and it just happens. You know, and it's been, you know, with him since he's been in Vietnam. So he, you know, that's the story. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Obviously he doesn't have it, but the story's so good that these TSA agents, you know, back away, and, you know, he's got, you know, they think he's got leprosy. And not only that, when he finally boards the airplane, he has the most room in the whole plane.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to Mike about this, and I said, Mike, you know, I'm not ever going through that scanner. I've got some dignity. I'm not doing that. And I said, you know, the way I think of it for myself is like this. I've got a cat. She's a calico, mm-hmm. totally useless, but my daughter loves her, really mm-hmm. soft. Mm-hmm. And I think if my cat had a choice, she has two lines. Mm-hmm. I say, Valerie, do you want to go through this one? You have to put your paws in your ear and the tail in your ear, mm-hmm. and, you know, that's all that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You go through this other line, and they're going to pat you down everywhere, mm-hmm. and they're going to rub you all right. over the place.
Right.
You know, which one would my cat go through?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you're going to get all this special attention. So I found out if you go through and you're, like, really minimally dressed, and you can't go through with a bathing suit on, they've already nabbed that one.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you have bare skin, they don't mess with you. So, no, I go through pretty skimpily dressed. TSA. Oh, my God, what a ludicrous organization.
Dr. Howard Shane, and the freeze-dry guy, called me up one day, and he said, hey, Vinny, I want you to come out to Nevada. I'm thinking, oh, man, how am I going to do this? You know, it's a long drive, and, you know, I don't like flying. And I haven't flown, you know, 25 years before that. So there was no TSA back then to help us. So, you know, freeze-dry guys are very, very, very close friends. So I said, okay, you know, and So I told Howard about it, and Howard wanted to go to this machine gun shoot. So anyway, we go out, and Howard's, you know, I told Howard that I'm probably going to get arrested coming through TSA. I didn't know, because of some of the things I said on the radio, I thought they would really cause me problems. Anyway,
so do they know about you yet? Are you on the special list?
Well, they had four people helping me at one time. But the funny story is, I told Howard I was going to do what Mike Ma does, and Howard was like really, really concerned because he thought, oh man, you know, he's going to have to either bail me out or he's going to end up in there with me. So I decided not to wear the socks. So I came up to the TSA guy, and we opted out for the scanner. We were not going to go through the scanner. So the woman says, stand right there. I said, oh, okay, okay. So like 30 seconds later, she goes, get back there. I told you to stand right there. So I'm Columbo. You know, I'm really confused. I'm, you know, my ADHD is kicking in. And
you could totally play that role. I can see that.
So I'm looking around. I'm scratching my head. And I hump my back over a little bit. So, you know, so I'm really looking, you know, pretty pathetic and confused. And so she's yelling at me like a couple times, get back there. And I'm sorry, I forgot, you know. And so she's having me stand in a specific spot, you know, and I'm certainly not going to do that. I am not going to, whatever they tell me to do, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to act like I'm trying to, but I can't. I'm confused. So finally, they've had it with me. And the guy comes rushing over to pat me down. And he said, I'm going to have to pat you down. Do you want me to go in a private room? And I said, no, we're going to have to do it right here. And we're going to have to be really, really fast because I've got to pee. And if you're not fast, we're both going to get soaked.
Oh, God.
And, you know, people are watching this, you know, and, you know, who in their right mind would say that, right? I mean, you would never say that out loud.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I want to make sure he hears me.
Yeah. Make sure everybody hears.
It was...
Mike said his wife doesn't go through them with security. She goes through a whole nother... They're traveling. She splits off. I'll meet you at the gate, hon.
No, she doesn't want to see it.
She doesn't want to be it. Around it.
No, I don't know that guy. I don't know. That's my husband. No, I don't know the guy.
I don't know him.
Marjorie Wildcraft, Infinelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Margie Wildcraft's with us. She's a doomsday preppers expert, and she's a gardening expert. Grow your own groceries. And she's got a great DVD series, so if you'd like to check out her website, growyourowngroceries.com. She's been on a lot of national broadcasts, television, radio, and she has a DVD series. And I have a copy, an autographed copy of her DVD series, and you can get one too. Just contact Marjorie Wildcraft at growyourowngroceries.com. So we're talking about the expo.
Yeah, you know, there's so many characters there. And then I saw, did I see television crews there and all kinds of reporters? There was and then some guy was interviewing you, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, about the television. You know, normally those guys are told, okay, get in there, get this video, you got 30 minutes, and get out.
Right.
Because they're on timeline.
Fast industry.
Yeah, well, these guys stayed overnight. Well, they really did. One guy, the talent guy, was asking me to show him around, and then we spent 2 hours together. And I said, "So, what are you guys doing?" He said, "We're going to send this in, and we're going to spend the night, and we're going to come back in the morning." So they were absolutely really interested. But I guess what you're asking me about is this guy that came up to us and said, "Hey, I want to interview you. I'm a freelance guy," and so he didn't have any ID, and he had a Nikon camera. And he turns the camera on, and he didn't tell me that he's recording me, so he's asking me these questions. And he said, you know, about food, how much food should a family have or a person have? And I said a year would be a good start. And then I realized what he was doing. Uh-huh. And this is probably going to end up on YouTube, so you might get a chance to see this. And so the dialogue goes like this. It was innocuous until that point, and so he was too fast. I mean, he just said, okay, so how much food do you have? And I said, well, I'm not going to tell you. And I said, How much money do you have in the bank? And he looked and kind of stopped, like he was stunned.
What are you asking me? I want to know how much food you have, but I'm not going to tell you how much money I have in the bank.
That's exactly right. And so he stopped, and I said, now, do you have any diseases I need to know about? And I said, now I need to see your ID. It's like I jumped him, you know?
Yeah.
And so he's shaking. He's looking for his license. So I take his license from him, and I put it down on the table. I get my iPhone out, and I take two very, very slow pictures. It takes me a long time to take these pictures. This guy's wet in his pants, you know? Yeah. It's like, what am I going to do with his license, you know?
Yeah.
So here's the point. The point is you don't have to take it. You don't have to take it. Just because someone has a camera, you don't have to take it.
That's great how you turn that around. You know, there were some pretty big names there. I actually, for the first time, I got to see Joyce Riley.
Yeah.
I got to hug her. I was like, Joyce, I'm going to hug you, woman. Come here. Yeah. I was surprised how short she was.
You know what? She's on the radio right now.
She's
opposite us for this hour. Next hour, she's not opposite us. And, you know, it's really nice to be able to say that both of us are on the radio at the same time on the same network, and the mission is the same.
Yeah.
She's trying to educate people, and we are too. So
yeah, I mean that she comes to your expo,
yeah.
You know, and you know she's teaching, mm-hmm. she's offering herself yeah. there with yeah. people, and yeah, she had some really great discounts on product. It was you know she's there, she's
yeah.
genuine.
Yeah, she was in the theater doing her seminar in the theater, and it was really great to. Have so many wonderful broadcasters. John Moore was there. Did you get a chance to meet him?
I got to see the tail end of his presentation.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Scare you to death.
Absolutely.
What am I thinking?
Well, he was talking about violent climate change.
Yeah.
And, probably Ricky Rocket, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I are going to talk about this on Thursday, but we left the restaurant last night. It's about 65 degrees, and it's a 20-minute drive to the farm, about 20 miles. And we saw police cars, and thought, what the heck is going on? It's right after like a massive rainstorm. I mean, a real short rainstorm, but it was massive last night. It just appeared out of nowhere, it seemed, all of a sudden. And there was an accident just on a two-lane highway. It never should have happened. And then we found out. We were driving along, and there was rain, and then it was snow. Snow last night.
Crazy.
10 miles from where the rain was, and then at the farm 10 miles farther down the road, 65 degrees, nothing. And the snow is still there this morning. Marjorie Wildcraft, Ben Finelli, USAPrepares.com. This is hour number one. We're going to be back for hour number two, GrowYourOwnGroceries.com. Marjorie Wildcraft and I will be back. We're talking about the expo.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition
by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.